This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery later today. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different stuff we have over there for you to look at. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got several people chiming in saying hello, and I'll go down the list. LJ up in Michigan saying howdy, howdy, and she hopes for the best with Attorney General Barr that he's able to get somewhere with his investigation. Steve in Thailand saying the same thing, howdy, howdy to you. Tim, I don't know where Tim is. He didn't tell me. He's saying, hello, Miss Denise, and I certainly hope Barr has got his A-team and that his team is ready to go. Patrick, who I believe is the Patrick I know here in the Tampa area, is saying the same thing. And then we got Mark in Texas chiming in saying, hello, Miss Denise, and I certainly hope that Bill Barr has got his team ready to go and some people get charged.
Well, we all do, for sure. But I would just say take some real caution here because we've been disappointed before.
Yep.
But let's, if you stand back and you kind of look at this whole case leading up to the moment of the Trump Tower meeting with Comey.
Uh-huh.
And then what has certainly happened after that with the sales job that the progressive lying media has done since.
Yep.
There was a tremendous amount of choreography going on here.
Yep.
And there was an awful lot of players. And if you take a piece of paper and a pencil and just start writing names of people that had participated in this whole thing, it's really quite remarkable. So it almost tells you that the mission was, I would say, concocted at some point, and they had to kind of keep adding to the mission going all the way through to where we are today.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know who all the they's are.
Yeah.
But I would argue we could be up into the hundreds.
Yep.
Of people.
Yep.
Especially foreign agents, if you will, or people of foreign countries. You know,
sure.
You had
sure.
The United Kingdom component. You had the Italy component.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Australia component. Mm-hmm. You had the Ukraine component. You had the Russian. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, this is really kind of a remarkable story. I don't know that it has an end yet. I'm not sure. While I want Barr to help us find the end or get to the end, I'm not sure we're going to get there soon.
Yep, Now, the president, of course, talked about immigration this week, a proposal for something to help us out there. But in the meantime, the congresswoman from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, comes out, and here is what she had to say.
Millions of people around the world who, like me, have dreams of coming to this land of opportunity. Our nation is and has always been a beacon of hope for the world.
Woo!
We should be welcoming immigrants into our country and providing them a simple and accessible path to becoming documented, not treating them like criminals or dehumanizing them by calling them animals. So what are we asking for? What we're asking for is very simple. We need to make sure that we cut and now put increases on spending on detention facilities.
Woo!
We need to stop using DHS as a slush fund.
All right, well, it goes on from there. She talks about getting rid of ICE, and she talks about halting all deportations because everyone should be welcome with open arms, and they should be able to sing Kumbaya and wander anywhere they want in the U.S. of A.
Well, she's almost right. That's almost describing what we have now. So what she's really saying is that law doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
That's really what it boils down to. Now, who she was speaking to and how many people,
About 10.
But that will, you know, give you the indication of how lawless, her whole attitude is. Now the question then becomes, at what point is she going to be managed by the speaker?
Right. Right, and the same for AOC, because she's another one, and then you got, of course, what the heck's her name? Tlaib, those three. And Tlaib kind of went off the deep end this week, and then she sort of came back a little bit. We didn't hear that Nancy Pelosi said anything per se, but I did notice that she kind of got quiet after her initial enclave this week.
Well, here's the other thing. Maybe we ought to be putting some real pressure on the voters in Minnesota.
You bet.
You know, so she doesn't get rehired by her voters.
You bet. Same thing for Michigan and the same thing for New Jersey, which, by the way, Ms. Cortez is going to have a contestant. I believe that former congressman is going to try to get his seat back. But anyway, it is what it is. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. With more, and with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Because after all, what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a shooting, whether or not someone is shot or they just have to fire their weapon, because defending yourself shouldn't cost you everything you own, and they know that the last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at. So, go over to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And while you're there, click on the USCCA logo, take a look at what they have to offer in the way of membership, and you can sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway while you're there. And don't forget, should you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes some pretty neat stuff from the USCCA, some cups and some carry-all bags to carry your weapons and whatnot, whatever you have. It could even be to carry your gym stuff with you, whatever. And you'll also get the Concealed Carry magazine, which is award-winning 2 out of the last 3 years. And in that Concealed Carry magazine, it's more than just guns and ammo. They also have hunting and fishing and camping and RVing in there, too. And you'll be able to get some discounts on all of that. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
You sat there and kept that chair warm, didn't you?
I did.
All right. Now, a lot of people are saying, and I think we'll start a little reverse of what I just told you about. A lot of people are saying, Captain, we aren't hearing anything about Venezuela. What's going on down there? They haven't gone away down there, have they? Well, the answer, of course, is no. Talking about Guaido.
Well, one thing is very interesting is that we had at least two liberal groups that had taken over the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
which was Medea Benjamin and her group Code Pink, and the other ones were answer. Interestingly enough, they literally took it over. As of, I think, let's see, Thursday or Friday, because they had shut off the water and the power to the embassy, things got a little ripe in there. But the United States, it has to provide security for diplomatic locations. They got the rest of them out of there on Thursday or Friday. I think there were still four holdouts. And so now the embassy essentially belongs to Guaido here because he is the legal constitutional leader of Venezuela. That's important to understand. Their own constitution, because the elections were deemed corrupt and fraudulent, he became the interim leader until the next election.
Okay.
Having said that, the other piece is that Venezuela, once again, against sanctions, has sold off $570 million worth of their gold reserves. Two transactions this week. One transaction was to a firm out of United Arab Emirates, and another one out of Turkey. So this was allegedly to, pay some of their infrastructure bills. It only came to, it really didn't come to much, but $570 million. Now, allegedly, Venezuela has, I think, still around $5 billion in reserves. We don't know that yet, but on paper, that's allegedly what they have. Okay, so having said that, a plane landed 2 days ago in Caracas from China.
Wow.
A very big one. And we can't specifically know what was on this 747, which turned itself into, I think, some kind of a cargo plane.
Yeah.
But allegedly it was carrying medical equipment. I would say somebody better check that one out because I'm not believing it.
No.
So we have some interest. If it's true, if there is medical equipment on there, then that would say, I would say, would be a good thing. But I would say, I hope we have some people on the ground, I'm sure we do, that are giving this information and that we have told them to see what we can see is on the manifest compares to what's actually in cargo.
Okay, so we can expect to see Mr. Guaido seat his own ambassador in the embassy this week or sooner or next week?
Well, there's already a few quasi-ambassadors here in the United States. But at least they have a point that they can work out of now without Medea Benjamin and Code Pink and Answer.
Okay, now the other thing that's going on is we started out the week very shakily with Iran, with Saudi Arabia, with the United States of America, the redeployment, of course, of military assets. That is continuing, I might add. In a very slow and methodical manner, not necessarily men and materiel, but vessels and aircraft. That's where I'll leave it. But Saudi Arabia has been very active in trying to instigate, inspire, whatever words you want to use, to turn up the rhetoric. And, of course, Iran's not doing anything to slow things down. I mean, there's all kinds of threats being made back and forth. That's Shia versus Sunni, by the way. Right?
Well, not really. But let me say it this way of what is happening. Since we do not have an embassy in Iran, we remember the failed mission that Hillary Clinton...
Colonel James Beckwith, yep.
She was going to put a virtual embassy, or she launched a virtual embassy for Iran.
Yep.
But anyway, we use Switzerland. So Trump earlier in the week made a comment and his comments weren't, in this particular case, wasn't a comment that was a kind of a shooting from the hip.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there had been some discussions that pretty much saying to Tehran, hey, call me, let's talk.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the media went nuts over that. But what did end up happening was the United States reached out to essentially the envoy or the team between the United States and Iran that is resides in Switzerland and says, here's Trump's phone number, call him. And, of course, Tehran went, nobody's calling you guys. Well, that's not true, because they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to try and come to at least a beginning point in having some conversations with Iran, very much like we did with Little Kim at the very beginning,
right,
with North Korea. So our military assets are there more of a defensive posture and to show our might. Are we going to go to war with them? No. You know, we don't certainly don't want to do this. It would be very nasty, and it would happen on many fronts, not just Iran, but
right.
I mean, you'd have to look at Yemen, you'd have to look at Syria, you'd have to look at Iraq. And so having some, you know, at least getting back into some kind of discussions is the right thing to do. So it appears that there is, those channels are about to be opened up, if they're not already open, where some conversations are beginning to happen.
Okay, and folks, I'm speaking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, that website, FoundersCode.com, you can go over there, check out all the articles that she writes, and also sign up for her sit rep, so that when she puts something out, you'll be able to get that and stay on top of your A-game when you need to know something that's transpiring. Now, before we have to part company for the weekend, are you going to write anything this weekend?
I may. I haven't really decided what to do at this point, but I may, you know, write some kind of a summary on the work ahead for Barr and John Durham.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one last little thing. We have a question here. John Kerry, will he ever be prosecuted via the Logan Act? And that's coming from
not the Logan Act, not the Logan Act, but he could be prosecuted for violation of the FARA Act, the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
Yeah, wasn't he warned to butt out this week by Pompeo? He was, wasn't he?
Again, yeah.
All right. Okay, all right. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend and stay off the tennis court. Just kidding. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. She is a tennis player extraordinaire. All right. I shall return with more, and we're going to take a look at our military news here, bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Reports that National Security Advisor John Bolton is trying to push the president into a military confrontation with Iran isn't true, according to President Trump.
Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job. It's bull, okay?
The president making his remarks in a speech to the National Association of Realtors in Washington, D.C. GOP Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells CNN the evidence against Iran the president has is concerning.
It was appropriate to send a carrier strike group. Again, that is sending the message. That's putting yourself in a good defensive posture. But I think a lot of people assumed, oh man, we're about to go to war with Iran, and why are we doing that? And I think the administration just wanted to, again, temper down some of those emotions.
Wall Street again wraps up the trading week in negative territory, with the Dow Jones closing down 99 points, while the S&P fell 17 points and the Nasdaq dropped 80. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and in honor of all of our military, all that have served, and those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice, we are playing some special music tonight. I'm going to do that right after I tell you that this Military and Veterans News segment is brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in just falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
That's Toby Keith, brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. And, again, I'm playing a bunch of these patriotic songs during the breaks and whatnot, military news and truckers news, because of the fact that it is Armed Forces Day today all across the country. And remember, when you see the military men, active duty military, and veterans walking around with their veterans caps or shirts, just walk up to them and say thank you. Shake their hand and say thank you. And watch their eyes light up. I'm telling you, it's really something to see. Now, a Navy SEAL, Chief Petty Officer Adam C. Matthews, pled guilty to charges related to the botched hazing incident in Africa that led to the strangling death of Army Green Beret Staff Sergeant Logan Melger back in June of 2017. Not knowing exactly where that's going to go, he is the only person so far to be charged in the death. Other charges were dropped against some of the other people that were involved. But we'll just wait and we'll see what happens there. Now, the Navy email to the Navy Times contains some hidden computer coding designed to extract the IP address of the Navy Times computer network and to send information back to the server located in San Diego. This was a secret tracking device that was found amidst a leak investigation, which raises legal and ethical questions as to whether or not the Navy can be doing something like this. Well, I guess to be continued. We'll find out soon. By the way, the USS Abraham Lincoln is now on station in the Northern Arabian Sea 2 weeks ahead of time to deter Iran. Now, this is coming from multiple U.S. defense officials who are reporting this to Fox News, which is where I got the story. And the USS Abraham Lincoln, a proud member of their task force, a proud member of the American military and our might, and let's hope they won't be used or won't have to be used. Now, the president is frustrated by some of his advisors, and he's not convinced that the time is right now to attack Iran under any circumstances, which we don't want to be the one to start this. I can tell you that right now. And the president, it just isn't comfortable with all this regime change talk, which is to the years echoes of discussion of removing Iraq President Saddam Hussein back in 2003. Remember what happened there, the U.S.-led invasion, and all that's resulted since. And President Trump just doesn't want to go through something like that again. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. We need to let the Shias in Iran and the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere settle this once and for all, if that's what they want to do. Settle it once and for all. They don't like each other. They don't respect each other. They are total opposites of each other. So let them do it on their own, and we'll just sit back and watch and see what happens. We'll get drawn into it in one way or another, I'm sure, should Saudi Arabia do whatever. The only thing I can tell you is that if they fire anything at us, by they I mean Iran, if they try to sink a ship, or actually do sink a ship, if they shoot down a plane, or if they try to shoot down a plane, try to lock onto one of our overflights or something like that, then we need to do whatever it takes to retaliate against them and let them know that they messed with the wrong cookie. And by that, I mean if they fire one missile at us, we fire 50 back at them. It's just me talking. What do I know? And also, growing U.S. pressure on Iran has weakened some pragmatic President Hassan Rouhani and over there in Iran right now, and made his hardline rivals more assertive at home and abroad. I'm not going to say that they even have the wherewithal to do what I'm thinking about, but regime change would be really nice for Iran right about now. You have a lot of young people over there that are very, very westernized, and a lot of middle-aged folks that remember what it was like to be a part of the Western world when the Shah of Iran was around. And, you know, we'll see what happens. And again, as I said, the president is trying to tamp down the talk of war with Iran. He does not want it, and there would not be a good thing from where I'm sitting to even try to instigate something like that. Now, the Saudis, along with all this, have accused Tehran of being behind a drone strike that shut down a key oil pipeline in the kingdom. And a newspaper close to the palace calls for Washington to launch surgical strikes on Iran. That's not up to us. Saudi Arabia got attacked, they need to be the ones to retaliate, not us. And by the way, they've got missiles. They know how to use them. And, of course, it raises the specter of escalating tensions as the U.S. boosts its military presence in the Persian Gulf. But, I'm going to say this one more time. We are not going to do anything to instigate, aggravate, or start a shooting war in the Middle East. We aren't. It's got to be up to them first. By the way, the Coast Guard? You heard about this over in the South China Sea, traveling around? Now they're putting into port in the Philippines the U.S. Coast Guard cutter, Bert Hoff, on loan to the Navy's 7th Fleet, and busy across the Western Pacific, joined the Philippine Coast Guard vessels for training and maneuvers this week in the South China Sea. Doing a whale of a job, Coast Guard. And again, it's another reason why I think the Coast Guard should be part of the Department of Defense, not the Department of Homeland Security, not the Treasury Department like they once were. Put them back in the doggone Department of Defense and let them be a full-fledged military service to be a lot better off. That's just my opinion, my story, and I'm sticking to it. By the way, NATO jets were scrambled twice this week to intercept Russian aircraft flying along the Baltic coastline towards Moscow's military hub in Kaliningrad. This came from the British Defense Ministry. You haven't heard this mentioned anywhere, to my knowledge, this week. But I'm telling you about it right now. This is something else in the region that's got everybody on their toes. And despite retention and some recruitment gains, plenty of challenges remain for the military branches to adapt to an evolving economy and growing worker needs. The service chiefs said yesterday that they told the House Armed Services Committee subpanel examining the issue that they've installed a series of programs to entice new enlistments and retain service members. So there you go. Hopefully they'll be able to do that. All righty. That takes care of the military and veterans news for this segment. Coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll update the weather conditions out there for you guys out west, especially where the snow is in the mountains. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid feels failure in.
Brooks and Dunn for you there, bringing you in this time with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. By the way, it's brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. And they've got four dealerships to serve you. And remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, and all of the 911 dispatchers, too, get to save lots and lots of money on your brand new or certified pre-owned vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. Look them up on the web. Now, the weather has changed from last hour to this hour. I figured it would be. We've got some storms firing up in West Texas tonight, and we got to tell you about it because there, again, is very unsettled weather, and I'm going to read you this statement. Widespread severe weather will be possible across the plains and Mississippi Valley on Saturday. The primary threats will be damaging winds, very large hail, and tornadoes. And heavy rain that could produce flooding or flash flooding. Meanwhile, a new Pacific storm will spread rain with mountain snow, some heavy, across the western states, and we'll get into that in a minute, but I gotta first go to Texas because West Texas, Central Texas, through the Metroplex, up into the southern central part of Oklahoma, you've got all kinds of watches and warnings up there right now. Severe thunderstorms are starting to fire up as we speak. There is some rain, heavy rain in the area. Winds are picking up as we speak. Conditions are ripe for tornadoes all through there, so please pay attention and keep your weather radio turned on. Now, we've got some weather up in Kansas tonight. Closing in, it looks like, on Kansas City right now. We've got thunderstorms and flash flooding occurring in the northeastern part of Kansas, also around Salina, Kansas. There's some rain there at the moment. We have some unsettled weather conditions right now for the western part of Kentucky, the southern part of Illinois, southwestern corner of Indiana right now, and the southeastern corner of Missouri. So be alert and be advised there. Now, let me go out west and take a look out west right now. We've got high winds in the northwestern part of Arizona. You might be getting some winds over there around Kingman by the looks of this. And also, winds out in the high desert headed towards Barstow along I-40. Now, let's not forget also that tonight you're going to be looking at snow in the mountains of California along Nevada. They've had 2 to 3 feet of snow out there, and you still got more coming, as the case may be. Also up there towards Oregon, you'll find some snow up in there, right there along the California, Central California, and Oregon line. Now, getting up into Montana and North Dakota, we have a situation up there where we have snow in all the higher elevations of Montana tonight, and I mean every one of them is getting snow. And north, let's see, in the western part of North Dakota, southwestern North Dakota, you've got snow tonight there as well. Rapid City, South Dakota, and in parts of the western part of South Dakota, you have some rain. However, if temperatures drop, it will become snow, so be advised of that. And you've got some rain in the northern part of Idaho, just south of Coeur d'Alene, but not quite to Coeur d'Alene. And you've got rain in the southeastern part of Washington State tonight. In addition, rain right now going on in the eastern part of Iowa, Quad Cities, you're getting rain. There is some rain in scattered showers across southeastern Minnesota and the lower part of Wisconsin, northwestern part of Illinois, getting rain tonight, and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you are getting rain there as we take a look at it right now. Fog in North Carolina along I-95 going up towards Virginia. And also coming out of South Carolina, looks like right over the line there towards not Charlotte, but towards Greensboro, from South Carolina north up towards Greensboro. You've got some fog in that area as well. Now, one last little area to talk about, scattered fog tonight along the eastern seaboard, Virginia and parts of Delaware and parts of Maryland. And that's about it. That's about it. That's enough to keep you busy, right? So the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, again, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, you can take advantage right now until May the 31st of their tremendous savings program. By the way, they've got a buy one, get one on the Moss Care, where you buy a vehicle, you get Moss Care on it, and you get a second one for free on the vehicle you're currently driving, or maybe a buddy's car or whatever. But that's called a BOGO, and you can ask them about it when you go there to check them out. Now, you also can shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, pay nothing down, and delay your payments for up to 6 full months right now with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. You can go to a special website, check out what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score. The website is Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay. And they're actually the home of You Serve, You Save. That's the program that I talk about all the time that saves veterans and active duty military, plus first responders, too, a ton of money, 24/7, 365. It's on every day of the year. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Again, check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. That's another $500 off your deal by telling them the captain sent you. And that's money well saved. Now, coming up in the next hour, we'll have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we're going to be talking about a few different things with him. For example, obsessive bigotry is now threatening the hater along with the hated. And I'll get into that. We'll talk about Louis Farrakhan, who has made a fool out of himself again this week. We'll talk about Rashid Tlaib, who that gift won't go away. You already heard me talk about Ilhan Omar, who once again had a big rally with about 10 people in it and talked about the awful, the terrible plan that was coming for our borders with our immigration and whatnot. Yeah, right. Sure. Give me a break. All right. Well, we're coming right back. Ron Edwards will be with us. And again, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And if you want to opine and call in, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.